Hello and welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People. How you doing at 11:15? Well, I was going to say 11:15, but it's a little earlier than that. But welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. How you doing today? Let me share some things with you before we get started. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app. The name of this app is called Tune In. Just like a tune, a melody that you sing. Tune In on any electronic device. And once you do that, in your search bar, type in WWGH. Or call in during a live broadcast. Like now, we're waiting to hear from you for your questions or your comments by calling 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. Okay, now let me share with you some people who support A Voice of a People, including you. Please share that information that you know Linda Sims, A Voice of a People, is live on WGH Talk on Thursday. Share that with your friends and your neighbors. You know, I need all the people I can get on my show or listening or tuning in. Thank you very much for sharing that news with other people.
Click that button and don't forget to subscribe.
I know, that's right.
And like and comment.
Right. Oh, love to have your comments. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it works for YouTube. It works for you. Go ahead.
Yes, sorry. Absolutely. Now, those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, including you, if it's your first time, I pray it is not your last time. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street. Here in Marion, Ohio, number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street. Here in Marion, Ohio, number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement. Free produce will take place April the 20th, 12 noon until 2 p.m. Again, free produce will begin April the 20th from 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness walk adjacent to their sanctuary. Open to the public. It's already branched off, sidewalks and all that, if you'd like walking. It's a nice little fitness walk area. Just respect their property because it is open.
Make sure you can walk. Don't be just out there just walking, and you better make sure you don't be on a bed. That'd be your last time.
It is welcome to the public. Okay, we have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Unions County Elementary School. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Okay, this is the month of March. I'll share a little information about March to you. Is named for the Roman god of war, Mars. This was a time of year to resume military campaigns that had been interrupted by winter.
No Navy.
You know, and they say also that eclipse that's happening, it has a sign of war also, this new eclipse that hasn't happened in this area since 1806. They looked it up and said it has a lot to do with war or coming strife. So a lot of people think that it is saying that there may be a civil war. Have you heard that?
I don't listen to that kind of stuff. But, I hear people saying that.
Right. I don't want to listen to
it. We're already in a civil war.
Okay. You're right. It's a non-ending.
Well...
No, non-ending.
If you don't think it's a civil war, you go up there and look at how Congress is working right now.
Oh, gosh, I see it. I hear it. I don't even want to think about it.
Especially that group, man.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up March the 17th, okay?
with your lucky chums.
Who was the real St. Patrick? I don't know about that. Why are shamrocks a symbol of this day? Enjoy St. Patrick's Day history. St. Patrick is the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland. He is credited with successfully spreading Christianity throughout Ireland, hence the Christian celebration of his life and name. Was there really a St. Patrick? Definitely, however, there are many legends about him that mix with the truth. Did he play a large role in spreading Christianity to Ireland? Yes, absolutely. Did he really drive all the snakes out of Ireland? Probably not, since snakes weren't native to Ireland to begin with. In any case, St. Patrick's impact was significant enough to warrant our modern-day celebrations. Here's a bit while I read that next time. Okay, so this year, St. Patrick's Day will be celebrated Sunday, March the 17th. And we talked about the darkness at midday over the Ohio country, not since Tecumseh. The last time Ohio was witness to a total eclipse was June the 16th, 1806. And it has gone down in history as Tecumseh's eclipse. Now, March the 13th at 7 p.m., there will be a program held at Tri Rivers Auditorium, 2222 Marion, Mount Gilead Road, Marion, Ohio. Thomas O'Grady is an astronomy instructor at Ohio University since 1984. I was going to say 18. Just say he's really old, right?
Excuse me, that's
1984.
He's been there since 1990.
And he's going to share the dynamics causing solar eclipse, subsequent eclipse expeditions, some history.
Let me see, 84, 73.
Linked. Yeah, to the eclipse of 1806.
He got to be about
80,
don't he?
Yeah. Thought for the day.
Thinking too much or too much thinking.
And not only that, clocks will spring forward Sunday, an hour.
My clock ain't going to do nothing. And if I catch it springing, I'll bust it spring wide open. I wish they would spring. I'll be watching it too.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'm telling you.
I feel that, like, but hey, we don't have any control over it.
Oh, yes, we do.
See, that's for made day.
Up. You know every country, every other much. Country don't do this nonsense. We're the only country does that. Who else does?
We're the only country do a lot of stuff.
We the only one to do daylight saving time.
Okay, overthinking. Thinking too much. To ease the burden of overthinking, try grounding yourself in the present moment through meditation, mindfulness, a simple practice of pausing, taking a deep breath, and observing your surroundings can help break the cycle of excessive thoughts. Remember, the key to mental serenity lies in steering your attention away from the whirlpool of what-ifs and focusing on the what-is, like present-day stuff, like right now. That's more important than anything else. Hopefully that thought can help you, and the information that I have shared with you. Hopefully you can, notice your calendars and, you know, be a part of what's going on today. And I did share last hour that, you know, the Marion Public Library was giving out glasses for the total eclipse. Now, this takes place April the 8th, so let everyone know. They say it's going to be over 100,000 people in our area.
Wait a minute, to just watch the eclipse?
To just watch the eclipse. They're telling people to make sure you have gas in your car.
And watch out for pickpockets.
Yes, and that too. And like your toilet paper and water, because there's going to be so many people in our area using our stores and facilities and restaurants and things like that. So make sure you have what you need for you and your family. It's going to be a great thing, I guess,
and
this eclipse.
Let's just get out as citizens of Marion, show them a real big howdy-do.
Right.
When they show up. And, you know, and shake a neighbor's hand, how you do?
Right.
You know, you come here to see the darkness?
Right. Not only that, I heard that the hotels have been booked since last year.
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, can't even get a room.
Extra room.
Oh, Willie has a couple of extra rooms if someone need a place to stay. Well, it's going to be an exciting time, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Man, I tell you.
My guest today is Willie Harris Tap One. And he's going to help us close out this hour.
Close it out or start it?
Start and close it.
We did start the first one, didn't we?
Yeah, this is the last hour.
We talked about aliens and writing books and farming.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to be discussed.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, we want to find out. Anybody out there know how radio work?
Right.
Give us a call. I don't know what the number is.
740-383-9944. Because we don't know how it works or the radius or the area we can reach, you know, transmit it.
All I know is that the larger your audience, the further you can reach.
Oh, my. And that makes sense, though. I never thought about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I just know that.
You got people setting up as far as when they do syndication. Mm-hmm. When they have a main station would be here. And then you got 50, 60 other people tying into your station.
Right.
And what they do is they broadcast it at the same time in their city. And that's how these big guys, that's how they operate. I remember one time that Howard Stern had over 40 million people that listened to him each day. That's a lot.
Wow, that is a lot of people.
And that's how I started learning about some of that stuff with how your signals and stuff work, because this dude, even though he was syndicated, he was crazy syndicated.
Wow!
I mean, it was hard to. I used to travel at the time when I used to listen to Howard, and he would be on AM, and you literally, when he was on at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever his time was, mm-hmm. as you driving up and down the countryside. And once radio station would go out, you could just literally turn the station and go over a few ways and find him again for that area that you were in. And then when that would run out, you could do that quite a bit.
Right.
So he was stretched out pretty well.
Wow. I tell you.
So radio stations, they kind of entered. And I was trying to think of Kathy Hughes the last time we talked.
Okay.
Kathy Hughes, I don't really know when she started, but she's been around for a while. And she was like the first. I know James Brown owned a station in Baltimore. And she owned a station in D.C., but then she bought a couple of more stations, like 92Q, I think, 93. And so she became known as one of the few blacks, and especially the only black woman that had as many radio stations as she did.
Right.
And her radio stations is really based, if you look at podcasting and stuff now, it's kind of based off of how she had her stations ran set up.
Right.
You know, because when Joe and them used to talk on there, it was kind of like podcasting, because they would, you know, people would call in and stuff, you know, just like they do now on stuff.
Okay.
I don't know why that people seem to think that this is a new phenomena, but I mean, people has always been calling into the radio station, you know, if nothing more than just getting you to request a song.
True. You're right about that. Even WMRN, they used to call in. Remember that Tradio? They'd be having yard sales. They'd talk about yard sales, and people would be selling stuff and trading stuff.
No, I wasn't.
No, you wasn't around here then, were you?
It's WMRN. It's still there, ain't it?
It's still there. I just don't know how they operate anymore. I don't think they operate it like they used to. So
it's a possibility.
Yeah, because, you know, well, I think it was because of the people who love animals. They stopped the Groundhog Day with the actual groundhog up there at WMRN. That was a tradition. I don't know how long ago that was. Probably, you was probably still living here then. Used to do Groundhog Day. Probably too young to think about it. Or
I don't remember. I'm sure they had something similar to that, but I don't remember.
Right, you know? Right. Groundhog Day. Did he see his shadow and all of that? I remember from, I might have been grown, though, young adult.
Could have been. I don't recall.
Yeah.
But I do know that they used to talk about it all the time. Groundhog seeing his shadow.
Right, right. And they had actual groundhog, but now they have all these animal rights. So it's put rights people, and they think that it traumatizes the groundhog to let it come up and see a shadow or not, you know. Did you ever realize that when a groundhog is killed, groundhog is killed on the road, it looks like a lump of dirt? You ever notice that? I don't know if anybody else has or not. Because it lives in the ground. And when it's dead on the road, it's like a clump of dirt. It don't even look like an animal.
I understand what you're saying because of the way it looks as far as it's
just
camouflage.
Dirt. Yeah, it looks like dirt.
Well, I know one thing. You can tell a skunk when you see it.
Or
you know,
not.
You know what we call them? Kabloomplooms.
Skunks?
Oh no, those animals that you find on the side of the road.
Oh.
That's dead.
Okay. There's a lot of them anymore.
Well, we call them kabloomplooms because usually when the car go over, that's the noise it makes. Kabloomploom. What happened? I just ran over the kabloomploom. You know.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah.
There used to be so many giant spiders in this one part of Texas we was in, like when it rained, because we was like down around where Corpus Christi was, so I don't know what we were riding, but Texas is crazy. But anyway, man, you know, you'd be riding, you could hear them popping when you run over.
Oh my gosh,
and they'd
that
be
big?
In this, it would be a lot of them crossing the street, yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, they
if
say.
If you've never really seen a tumbleweed really in action, and you only see it on TV, when you really see a tumbleweed, that thing is really weird looking because they big, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing can move a long ways just by the wind blowing it. And it's spooky. So what I'm trying to tell you is, in Texas, man, you see all kinds of stuff out in the wilderness at night.
Wow. I've never been to Texas. I don't
but
know where I want to go.
I've been to Arizona.
Or that either.
I've never been to Arizona.
I love to go see the Grand Canyon.
Where is that?
Arizona, I think.
We better look at that.
I guess we better.
You know what?
What?
Have you ever heard of the word homunculus?
Homunculus. What does it mean?
Homunculus.
What does it mean?
We used to have some homunculus here.
We did?
Yeah.
It's a thing?
Yeah.
It's a thing. Homunculus. I don't think so.
It says homunculus is a very small human or humanoid-like creature. You remember when we used to talk about the mongoloids?
Yes. I do remember that, yeah.
Well, this is what they were.
Really?
Now, wait a minute now, because a supposed microscopic but fully formed human being formed, which a fetus was formerly believed to develop. Now, I don't know what that means, but it's supposed to be a small person, and it's not like the short people. I don't even know what we're supposed to call them now. We called them dwarfs at one time and midgets at one time. Now you can't say none of that. They get offended.
So what do you say now, people?
Get away from me, little shorty.
They're offended by that too,
get
I'm
away
sure.
From me, little shorty. It's funny, man, because my daughter is fascinated by short people, by little people. If she see them, she will. Because they be like in Atlanta, they be all over in the store and stuff, man. And she be like, look at that. Look. Wow, look how they walk.
I can't help it. They little. That means you got a little leg, a little stature. Yeah. Yeah.
And they ain't got no little attitudes, though.
No. Because they've been picked on all the time. You know, people look at them all funny and stuff. So that's no excuse, right? But it is.
You shouldn't pick on them.
No, only that. You remember they used to be in the circus. Remember? Yeah.
I don't know nothing about them people.
Yeah. And the biggest woman in the world. Remember that? Oh, my gosh. They used to have that at Marion Fair. I know you remember that.
Yeah, she still stay here, though. I've seen her.
It can't be the same woman.
I seen her at Kroger's. Woo.
It cannot be the same woman I'm talking about. I'm talking about Marion County Fairground on Fairground Street.
She had transportation. She can be at Kroger's and Fairground.
Oh, my gosh.
You talk about back in the 60s and 30s. Oh, my gosh.
I bet she weighed 1,000 pounds. Well, do you remember seeing some of that stuff?
She don't weigh that much now. She's still about 600, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's still about 6.
I remember some of those shows. It was with the freak shows, right?
They exploited that one black lady because she had a really large butt. And, I mean, they abused that woman, is really what they did. Oh, and I don't even want to get into all that, but it's just crazy.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know her name.
I don't remember her being at the fair.
She wasn't at that fair, Linda. She was.
Where was she?
She was there. Hold up. Let me see if I can find it. Because,
okay. Like, I don't remember her. You should go to that fair every year.
The reason that I'm bringing these words up is because I heard Cat Williams using them, like alchemy. You know, he uses that term. I had never heard that before. Anyways.
A run over black cat looks like a bag of charcoal. Is that true? Oh, vertically challenged. Oh, my. Okay.
Okay, so I guess we ain't gonna find a woman with the.
Okay. Boy, I tell you.
Circus lady with huge booty.
Oh, my.
And it says.
What did it say?
I'm gonna read it. Sarah Brotman, the black woman who was exploited for her big booty. The story of Sarah Brotman is a story of abuse and objectification that has become a powerful symbol of colonial exploitation and racism, and of ridiculous and commodification of black people. Sarah, also known as the Hottentot Venus, was Creo woman from South Africa who was taken from her homeland and exhibited as a freak show attraction in Europe in the early 19th century.
Wow. They got a picture of her?
Sort of. But,
I never knew that.
I think you might, if you put her name, if you go up and put her name in there, mm-hmm. let's put her name in and see if you, you know how to put her name in there?
No.
Just hold it, go up to where her name is and hold down until it says copy. And then.
I never heard of her before.
Yeah.
Like the thinnest man in the world. He used to have all kind of
freak
shows.
Yeah, see how you just highlight it? Just by tapping.
You got an iPhone?
No, this is your phone.
Oh, Android.
This is a Wii phone.
A Wii phone.
Yeah, and then what you do after you do that is you go back to, I always just do a Google search because Google seemed to.
Let's not talk about cats. Okay.
Yeah, they made a movie about her.
Well, I haven't seen the movie. Well, they run it in BBC, English, Virgin, England. Only on those stations or what? I don't think I've ever heard of this woman being part of the freak show. I know they had a lot of different people and stuff, you know, that didn't look normal.
That thing is sensitive, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
You can scroll it around in there.
She was born in 1789. Oh, my, that's a long time ago. Yeah. She died in 1815. Sarah Bartman. Wow.
So, you look at a human being.
She was only 26 years old when she died.
Well, she was abused. So you look, and she might have had some kind of disorder, who knows. So you look at this person and you say, hey, look, I've never seen that before. Well, won't we steal her and put her in the circus and, you know, make money off of her? Really?
Right.
Really?
She had two children. They said after her death, they preserved parts of her body.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
For many years, her remains were displayed in a museum in Paris to support racist theories surrounding those of African ancestry. Wow.
Yeah, well, see, the British started all this stuff. They are your authors of racism.
There is a movie about her. Wow. Wikipedia. I did not know that. Wow. Directed by Zola Masico.
Masico.
Released in 1998. 52 minutes. Country, South Africa. Language, English. Wow. I tell you. Well, when you talk about people that doesn't look normal, I guess, you know.
Yeah, but what is normal? Because...
what we're used to seeing daily.
What?
You know, I mean...
That's not a good statement.
No, not a good statement.
No, sir. I've seen some monsters, boy.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's just... Like, for instance... there's groups of people, to me, that's just pretty. Like the Indian people from India. I think they got the beautiful skin and their hair texture and color and they're beautiful people as far as...
Native Americans or the country India?
India.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they do have really coarse hair, too. Yeah. And they come in all shades. They sure do.
Well.
My daughter was married to a guy from India.
In that region, yeah, they got, just like everywhere else, man. You know, the darker you are, the more discrimination you feel and hear and see.
That's so true.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter where you are. In China, it's the same thing. They discriminate against the people that work outside. And they go through crazy, crazy schemes not to get brown. I mean, you should see some of this stuff. Some of the stuff that they wear, especially the women, looks like a baby carriage. Because it comes up over their face, covers their face. So no sun can come to it. You know, you're getting kind of dark there, Missy. And you know, I was going to tell you, you said Nimrod. You know good and well Nimrod was black.
I can't help that.
Good and well no white. Hey, buddy, how you doing? My name is Nimrod. No, but I don't know, because Nimrod was he a king or something?
He came through Ham. Seth and Japheth, Noah's three sons, they populated the world.
Them some busy boys. I like that.
Populated the world.
So your children. We ain't gonna discuss the incest that they was having.
Unavoidable. During those times, if you're the first humans on Earth, then just like Adam and Eve, all their kids, you know what I'm saying? What were they supposed to do? They did what was for them to do.
Look at the DNA. All of our DNA got some of the same stuff in it because we some of the same people. Plus, we all came from this Earth.
We all came from Adam and Eve. Mankind.
Yeah, sort of. But I say it like that because it was some other stuff going on.
It could have been, but them are our forefathers, right?
See, this is the day.
What?
God made a giraffe.
Okay. Yeah, you talked about that giraffe last hour, okay?
Yeah, but I'm going to bring it up again.
Okay.
It bears standing. It stand bearing or whatever.
Okay.
Repeat. God made the giraffe. He got the long neck, big head. His feet are too long up front, so he can't really bend down.
Right.
Because his legs are too long. And his legs is too short in the back.
Right.
Okay. And he built backwards. Because lions can just run up behind. You ever seen when lions want to attack? When a lion try to attack an elephant, they can't get up on him because he's too high up.
Right.
Well, the front part of a giraffe is just about as tall as the back part of an elephant. So he wouldn't be in it to just jump up there on him. But, man, you got all that. You can't even look around.
Right.
Because your head too big. You ain't never noticed. You can't see. A giraffe can't look side to side when he's running. He can't run and look around like that. He'll fall over something. So what I'm trying to tell you is, the Lord been poking fun at us from the very, very beginning.
Poking fun? Why is that?
Enjoyment. Just amusement.
And
I'm going to tell you, his biggest joke is when he gave us thought.
Oh, my.
He said, I'm going to give him this, and I ain't going to show him how to control it. Just let it just run wild in the head. Now, they got the ability to control it. But I ain't gonna give that to him.
Right.
That's in another place.
Mm-mm-mm. Thought.
Do you understand thought moves faster than light?
I knew it was quick. I didn't realize it was that
fast. Well, think about it. Let me show you
something. How fast is light?
186,000 miles per second. Thought is much faster than that. See this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, okay? And before you touched it, what happened?
I thought about it.
But you don't even remember thinking about it, do you?
No, I didn't at first until you mentioned it.
Because that's how fast thought is. It's so fast you don't even think about it. It just happens.
Hmm.
It's kind of like...
But you think about everything before you do it, right?
Sometimes Everything you do has a thought behind it. But I don't know if you say, when you say think, people think you mean you contemplate. So that means you sat down and pondered. Not necessarily, but yeah.
But you thought about it.
The thought did occur.
Before you do anything, you think about it first. So how do people get away with what's the purpose in premeditated murder and just murder? When all of it came from a thought. Have you ever thought about killing somebody and didn't?
Well,
I'm not going to ask anybody to call in if they did, so won't do that.
You got to understand something now. We all part of a war that went on in this country. And even though I try to escape it, I didn't go to the war. Mm-hmm. But I was part of the war.
Right.
So, I don't say that I actually did do any of that stuff, but I was with the people that was responsible for a lot of that.
Right.
And that rubbed off on me wrong. So, I carry the same burden that some of them carry.
I'm sure you did.
So, I didn't know that was going to happen, because had I known, I think I would have backed off a lot of that as a kid. well, as a young adult, but I was just fascinated about that whole war thing,
mm-hmm.
and its experience. Experience.
Right.
And that was something that I always felt that I missed.
Okay.
So it gets crazy, but.
And I think a lot of men want to go, because I remember my dad saying that he wanted to go, but he couldn't go because he had got injured. I think he said a log or something fell on his head and he had a plate there and they wouldn't accept him back in the day, you know. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't go. But it was something he wanted to do. And I think men like to fight.
Well, we do, which is stupid as hell. But, you know, men are violent.
They like to fight.
They are violent. There's no doubt about that. They are violent people. But the thing is, everybody that was catching on to the fact that you were fighting a war, but what were you fighting a war for? That's just like right now. You have people from Ukraine that's getting all kinds of subsidies from this country. But you're getting still the people that live in this country that need those same subsidies. You claim you don't have the money to do that. It's all bull crap, man.
That's the way America's set up. It's nothing new.
No, it's not. No. And it's not going to change.
No.
Because every time a good change come about in this country, because of white supremacy, it gets destroyed. Because that group that thinks in that manner doesn't want to share the wealth. They want to keep it to themselves and control it and control other people. But
got the power. It's all about power, babe. Money and power.
If you got money, you can buy power.
Yeah, that's what my dad said. You don't have no money. You got no voice.
That's about true.
He used to say that, and he used to say this too.
The more money you got, the bigger your voice.
Yeah, he said, if you don't have no money, you don't have. So you ain't got nothing but time. Like people say, I don't have time to do this.
Well,
yeah, you got time.
What did the Bible say about money?
The love of money.
I ain't
money.
Talking about that part. That ain't what I asked you. See?
Money answers everything.
That's exactly what it says, all things. So you need money.
Yes, you do. You do need it. So true.
Yeah.
You do need money.
You need money. So the more you got, the more things you can take care of.
That's true.
And that's what God's trying to tell you in that passage. So you ain't got no money, you ain't taking care of nothing.
That's true. That's true, because God knew that this system would be the way it is. Nothing surprises God. We may be surprised, but he's not surprised. He's already seen the end from the beginning.
If God were to wake up tomorrow.
If he did or wouldn't?
If he was.
Hi.
Hi.
This is for Scott.
Thank you. Uh-huh. All righty.
I've just got clippings about the Indian mound and different stuff.
Okay. Thanks. I'll make sure he gets it. Uh-huh. Thank you. All righty, here we go. What was we talking about?
When we gonna lock that door?
You know, I never thought about that, locking the door.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's what we should do.
I guess so. Either or. Either or. So.
I used to say that so much. The Italians used to always thought that was so interesting, and. It's just a phrase that they use, that and maricomio. And I heard that the other day and forgot what it meant. Maricomio means that you got stuff is disarray, it's like a madhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, this is maricomio, which means it's just everything is just kind of going out of whack. But menage, Menachem Azalea really means damn miseries.
Really?
Yeah. And you hear it so much. I mean, it's like a thing that you just, you hear a lot of it. You hear it constantly. Menach. and you get to the point to where you just Menach. And then you use stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what happens, I know Italian, but I forget what it means because I still translate it from Italian to English. You're
right.
Not supposed to. You're supposed to just, when you say it, it's supposed to just be that.
Okay.
So you don't say it and then say, oh, that means.
Right.
That's not how you really supposed to learn your language. You're supposed to be able enough to, when you say, go over there, it really means go over there. It don't mean, oh, this means to go over there.
Right, right.
I guess you understand that.
I do understand that. I understand that.
Did you ever learn to speak German?
No.
Why?
It never interested me.
You might want to pick it up. I'm just kidding.
It just never, you know, when we were in elementary school, Mr. Mendoza used to come on the PA system once a week and teach Spanish.
That name sounds familiar.
Mr. Mendoza. And I think he did it all the elementary schools.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
So I picked up maybe 6 words.
You sound like them 6 words was together and they was heavy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different language, so it's different.
I always wanted to be more than what I was. I always thought it would be cool to know stuff that wasn't regional. And just like when I lived in Texas, I wanted to speak Spanish. I could speak, let me just say to you, if I got lost in somewhere where they were speaking Spanish, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be able to get out of there. I'd probably be lost. I think I could eventually get to the point where I could do it, because a lot of it is just talking. Is really like body language too, you know.
True.
A lot of times people, when they're hungry, they rub their stomach. When they want something to drink, they point to their mouth.
Right.
You know.
Talk with the hands. Right. You're right.
You know. So. The Italians, they had their hand gestures all meant something that I thought was interesting, and you got to get used to it, because if you don't, you'll be offended by it, because you think it's just like, for instance, they don't have no line. They didn't used to. They didn't stand in line. Hell with that.
Like New York has no lanes on their street, right?
Yes, it do.
It do.
Don't nobody
you can't
care
tell.
About
I know they don't. They just
yeah.
drive.
Well, that's
you
the
know?
Same thing in Italy, man. I mean, in Naples, I've seen, man. That highway they got running out there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you have so many cars on the highway, and I mean. Ain't none of them going to be in what you consider the
lane, right.
They all in betwixt that, between no. and around all that. And this is the rule is, if you see a space, and if you can get your front end there first, you got the right of way, you can get in there. What are you doing?
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Pardon me?
You are
is
on.
Scott, is Scott there?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. Somebody wanted somebody else. It was a call.
For Scott.
That's okay.
They don't know it's time.
I don't know.
I guess.
We have, what, 7 minutes? 6 minutes? Yeah.
6 minutes to tell the world.
Don't forget the eclipse.
When is that? What day is it?
April 8th. What day that's on?
What's the day? The day is the 5th or the 4th?
We're in March. This is next month.
Oh, you said next month.
Yeah, next month. Because
see, I'm already lost.
Because it's such
a... I won't be seeing that eclipse because I didn't already...
It's such a big phenomenon that, you know, a lot of hype has been built around this. eclipse. Now, a lot of people say it's symbolic or prophetic. Like it's bringing a prophecy to the nation that we should pay attention to. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube about it. Someone said that I did hear, my daughter sent me a clip, that the last total eclipse that came through the United States, and I think it was 2017, it went through 7 cities with the end Salem, or called Salem, which is like Jerusalem, Salem. This one's going to come through, and I forget what they said that, oh, peace, I think.
Wait, say that over again.
That it crossed over 7 cities called Salem. This is prophetic.
Okay.
And it meant peace. Now, this one is going over 7 cities named Nineveh. What's that trying to get hold of me?
Well, you probably want to look at it.
It's suspected spam, so I don't know who it is. Oh, no. But anyway, 7 cities by the name of Nineveh. Remember Jonah in the well? And Jonah was sent to Nineveh, and he decided he wasn't going to tell them people that God said repent, because he wanted God to destroy him. He thought he was supposed to be the only righteous man, right? Mm-hmm. And follow God and do what's right. And he was so emphatic about that he got on that boat. Remember, he got on that boat.
Yeah, but he messed up.
He sure did. Like, I'm not going to go tell them people.
No,
I don't
he
care.
He messed up by telling the people on that boat why they were having a problem.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I'm the reason that this is happening. You know, really? Yeah, if I wasn't on here, y'all wouldn't. See, you're saying if you wasn't on the boat,
right,
we wouldn't be about to die.
Right.
No, Lord mad at me, amen.
Threw out there in that water.
You didn't even hear him hitting the water.
That fish came right on up and gobbled him up, didn't he?
I guess.
In the belly of that well for 3 days.
That's what they say.
Well, they're saying that this prophecy about the 7 cities called Nineveh, which was the city Jonah was going to go to tell them to repent. And this is symbolically meaning repent. Turn away from your evil ways and turn to God. So that's what I heard in the prophetic. I don't know about anybody else. If you heard anything else, please call 740-383-9944. We have 3 minutes left.
Well, it can be summed up in 3 minutes.
Go ahead.
I said they could. They could call in and sum it up.
Sure could.
I don't know. Personally, you know, I do know that this world is going through things, and I don't think it's new. I think that we may not have seen it before, but these things that they say repeating, that means that they didn't happen before.
Oh, so yeah.
At some point in time.
Nothing new under the sun.
That's what he'd be saying.
Yeah, nothing new. What has happened has already been.
Yeah.
So, it's new to us, you know.
Well, you know, God made a platypus, too.
I heard of that.
Yeah.
Is that something under the sea?
The platypus is a an animal that looked like a beaver that swims in water.
Oh, okay.
But lays eggs that actually hatches, that suckle. It's the only animal that lays an egg that I think that actually have that your young suckle them. And it's a mammal, but it looks like a reptile. God was high again when he made them. He'd be on that godness, man. God be snorting straight God. You know he got it.
Well, he can. I mean, he
straight
can do
God,
what he wants.
Yo, man, you know, bring me some more God. You know, bring me some more of me.
Right.
You know,
right.
I can't get enough
my
of
my imagination.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know?
So, God is, you know, he up there getting high on his own supply. Hey. I know I would.
I mean, what else could you do if you were God? You know what I mean?
Be up there on them clouds.
Rule the world.
And chasing naked angels. And every time they put clothes on, I make them jump. Clothes just fall off. I'm God.
Well, Thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself.
That's what he said. He said he didn't need my help.
Right. None of our help.
And didn't
right.
ask for it.
Right. None of our help. God is good. Well, we're out of time. That little time went by so fast. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. And thank you, Willie Harris, Tap yes, One, for being my guest both hours. And have a blessed weekend. And don't forget some of the announcements I share with you. And don't forget the eclipse and getting your glasses if you want to be a part of that. And make sure you have all the stuff you need, your necessities. God bless. Thank you.